Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yitzchak Schachter. Meseches Sukkah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel. Le'iloi Nishmas, Feivel Yosef ben Chaim Leib, and Yehuda Zev ben Feivel Yosef.
Welcome everyone. We are about to begin Be'ezras Hashem, the shiur and daf Mem Gimel. The Gemara on the bottom of Mem Beis Amud Beis asked, why is the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav not Deicha Shabbos? And the Gemara says, "Amar Rabba Gzeirush Amiyitlenu Biyodo V'Yelech Itzolboki Lomoid V'Avirenu Arba Amos Brishas Harabim." V'Hainu Time B'De Shofar V'Hainu Time B'De Megillah. There's a chash. The Chazal were Gozer. They were afraid that maybe someone will take the lulav of the Shofar and the Megillah and take it to a baki to learn how to perform the mitzvah properly, and by doing so, he will carry it Dalad Amos Brishas Harabim, which is an Issa Deiraisa. Now, Rashi, on top of the Amud in Divrei HaMashal V'Avirenu, asks on the Gemara, why does the Gemara say that the chashash is that he'll carry a Dalad Amos B'Rishas HaRab? Why doesn't the Gemara say that the chashash is that he'll do Hoitzah, M'Rishas HaYochid, L'Rishas HaRab? He's going to take his lulav, his shofar, his megillah from his house, and he's going to take it to the baki, and by taking it to the baki, he's going to take it from his Rishas HaYochid, from his house, to the Rishas HaRab, and he's going to be over there, Hoitzah. So why does the Gemara chap on Dalad Amos B'Rishas HaRabim and not the Isser Hoitzah? So Rashi says like this. He says, "Barov mekaymos ve'inyonim amrinon yeshlochush lahavoras Dalad Amos." In most places, we say that we're choshish for Dalad Amos, havoras Dalad Amos in Rishas HaRabim, ve'ein lochush lahoitzah. And we're not chayish, we're not worried about Hoitzah. Kigoin, im hayamunach b'karmelis, oy b'karfef oy b'gina. If the item was placed, was sitting in a Carmelis or a Karfef or a Gina, all these places do not have a full-fledged din of Rishas HaYochid. So Rashi says, the Ein Kan Iser Hoitzah Deraisa. Because by taking out from these places to Rishas HaRabim, you're not taking out from a full-fledged Rishas HaYochid into Rishas HaRabim, so there's no Iser Hoitzah Deraisa. However, Yesh Kan Iser HaVar Rishas HaRabim. Once he gets into Rishas HaRabim, if he walks Dalad Amos, so he's over there, so Havara Rishas HaRabim. So that's why the Gemara chaps on Dalad Amos Rishas HaRabim, because there are situations where there will be no Isser of Hitzah, but there will be an Isser of Havara Rishas HaRabim. Rashi says another case, Oyhigbiyoy Almanas Litloy, Veloylo Hitziyoy. He picked up his lulav in order to shake it, in order to take it, to be Mekayim the mitzvah, v'loy lo hitziyoy, not to take it out into the Rishas HaRabim, and then v'nimlach lo hitziyoy, then he decides to take it out. So the din is, pater misham hitzah, imoy omad lefush bein tayim. He's pater from hitzah. Why? Because since when his original, when he did the Akira was not Almanas to do Hitzah. It was an Akira just to pick it up and stay in the Rishas HaYochid. Only later, once he already had it in his hand, did he decide to take it out into the Rishas HaRabim. So there's no Isser Hitzah. Isser Hitzah requires both an Akira and a Hanacha to be done adaited the Hitzah, in order to do the Hitzah. He has to make the Akira to do the Hitzah, and then make the Hanacha in the Rishas HaRabim. In this case, he did the Akira in order to stay in Rishas HaYochid. So that Akira will not be Mechayev him Mishum Hoitzah, unless he was Aymed Lafosh, which means that he stopped, a complete stop, and then he moved again. So that second time that he began moving again, that's an Akira. And at that point, he already had decided to do Hoitzah. So in such a case, he would be Chayev. But since, if he was not Aymed Lafosh, he would be Potter. So therefore, the Gemara doesn't chap on the Isser of Hoitzah, it only chaps on the Isser of Dalad Amos B'Rishas HaRabim. This is what Rashi says. Now, there are a number of questions on this Rashi. We'll start with Tosfos. Tosfos, the Ramaschal Yavirena Abrahamas B'Rishas HaRabim on top of the Amud. Tosfos brings Rashi. And Tosfos says, V'tamze lo yitochin. On what Rashi says, that when a person picks it up, litloy v'loy lo hitziyo, he just wants to pick up the lulav, not to do Hoitzah. And then he's nimlach, he changes his mind and he does Hoitzah. So this Rashi says he's potter. So Tosfos says, Tamze lo yitochin. The Gabi Havara Nami, Imitchila Notl Almanasha Loy Lavira Arba Amos, Afal Pishavira Acharikin Loy Mechayev. Tosfos asks that Lechaira, the same halacha applies to Havara Dalad Amos B'Rishas HaRabim as well. Just like by Hoitzah, if he picks it up, Shaloy Almanas Lohitziyoy. And then he does Hitzo, he's Potter. So too, if a person picks it up, Shaloy al Manas lahaviro dalaramas, not to take it anywhere, not to take a dalaramas in Rishus Harabim, and then he changes his mind and he takes a dalaramas Rishus Harabim, he's Potter, because the original Akira was not with the intention to take a dalaramas Rishus Harabim. So Frektois is just like by Hitzo, you Potter, because you didn't intend originally to take it to the Baki, only afterwards you decided to take it to the Baki. So the original Akira was not L'Shem Hitzo, the original Akira was not L'Shem Havaras dalaramas either, for the same reason, because he didn't intend to take it to the Baki. So therefore, says Tosfos, this second svara of Rashi is not correct. However, v'tam rishay nira. The first thing that Rashi says, that taking it out from a karmelus karfi for gina into Rishus HaRabim, there's no way so hitza, but there is an isra avoras da'alamas Rishus HaRabim, that Tosfos is in agreement with. And for that reason, the Gemara chaps on the isra of havar Rishus HaRabim and not the isra of hitza. Now, Rabbi Kiveger in Gilyan HaShas says, Ayin Erevin daf lamed beiz omed beiz, Tosfos de riamaschel hocha be'ilon. Rabbi Kiveger is being ma'orer a question as follows. L'chayra, what is Tosfos saying? That the Akira for Havaras, Dalaramas, Rishus HaRabim, also has to be with Das to do Havara, just like the Akira of Hitzo has to be with Das to do Hitzo. The Akira of Havara has to be with Das to do the Havara. So therefore, Tosfos says that Tam Rishoy Nira, that the first thing that Rashi says, that if a person takes it out from a Karmelus, a Karfi for a Gina into Rishus HaRabim, he's Potter Mishum Hitzo, and he's Chayiv Mishum Havara, that Tosfos agrees with. Now, Lamaisa, even that's not so poshut. Because the original Akira was not an Akira b'chiyuv. Havaras dalaramas b'rishus harabim means that a person did an Akira in Rishus HaRabim, he carried it four amas in Rishus HaRabim, and then he puts it down in Rishus HaRabim. So there's an Akira in Hanocha, and Havar of dalaramas. Here, he did an Akira in a Karmelus, in a Karfi Fagina. So there was no Akira b'chiyuv. So this case is really a shaila, machlekes Rashi and Tosfos over there in Erevin. And it appears that that's what Rabbi Kiveg is being ma'orer, that Tosfos over here does not stem with Tosfos in Erevin. Tosfos in Erevin says that this case is Potter, whereas Tosfos over here is agreeing with Rashi that this case would be chayev for Havaras Da'alamas B'Rishus HaRabim. That's one ha'ara. Another ha'ara, really a very strong question, which I'm not sure what the answer is, mitzvah liyashev. This question is asked already in the Rishonim, the Tosfos Rid already asked the question, the Achreinim HaMa'ira the Shailo. What does Rashi say? Rashi says that if a person picks up something in a Karmelus, or a Karfef, or Yagina, and he takes it out into Rishus HaRabim, Ein Kan Iser Hoitzo De'Raisa. L'chayrit is a Mefurush HaGemara Masech Shabbos, not like that. The Gemara says, Dav Zayin Amar Aleph, first parak in Shabbos, Amar Ab Yechanan, Amar Ula Amar Ab Yechanan, Karfef Yoysen Ribesa Sayim Shaloi Hukuf Ladira, Afilu Kurva Afilu Kurayim, Hazayrik L'Seyche Chayiv. Someone who throws from a Rishus HaRabim into this karf, if he's chayiv, my time, mechitza, he has mechitzas. Elisha Mechusar is the urine. It's missing the urine. So therefore, Chazal asked it, they gave it a din of a karmelis. It's also to be metal to Yosim Adal Ramis. But it's regular mechitzas. Since it's regular mechitzas, it has a din of Rishus HaYochim in Atayra. And therefore, if a person is Zayrik L'Seycha, who adin if he does haitza from the karf to Rishus HaRabim? So l'cha'ira the zechiv chatos is a deraisa. So how could Rashi say that if someone takes out from a karfe fagina into Rishus HaRabim, there's ein kan iser haitzo deraisa from a karmelus? We understand because the karmelus does not have a din of Rishus HaYochid min atayra, and therefore if one takes out from a karmelus to Rishus HaRabim, there's no chiv haitzo. But a karfe is something which is hukif shaloi ladira, it has mechitzis. So if someone takes out from a karfif into Rishus HaRabim, there is a chiyuv haitzah deraisa. And Rashi says, Mefurish, not like that. Rashi says, by karfif agina, ein kan iser haitzah deraisa. So dova pella. The Tosfos Rid Taka asks, he says, ve'ein an early masha amar begina of a karfif ein behem haitzah deraisa. The kol sheyesh by mechitzas have a Rishus HaYochid deraisa. It has a din, a regular din of Rishus HaYochid deraisa. So there is a chiyuv haitzah. Yeah, mitzvah liyashim, dova tzarechim. Now, the Rashash wants to answer Tosfos Kashan Rashi. Tosfos is that L'chayra, just like you need Akira L'shem Hoitza, you need Akira L'shem Havaras Dalaramas B'Rishus HaRabim. So the Rashash says that Rashi meant something else. Rashi meant, Avada the Chashash is that he's going to be Oymid Lofosh. If he's not going to be Aymed Lafush, he's not going to be Chayiv, not Mishim Haitza, not Mishim Avaras Dalaramas Bisha Serap. Because the Akira, original Akira, was for Tiltul Be'alma, not for Haitza, not for Havara. So Rashi means that he's going to be Aymed Lafush. But where is he going to be Aymed Lafush? Person picks up something in his house, realizes that he needs help doing the mitzvah, so he's going to run out of the house, and he's going to run to find the Baki. So he's not going to be Aymed Lafush in his house. He's going to be Aymed Lafush somewhere in the Rishus HaRabim when he's looking for the Baki. So therefore, he's not going to be Chayiv Mishim Haitza, because he was Aymed Lafush too late. He was Aymed Lafush in the Rishus HaRabim, where it's already after the Haitza. However, Favoras Dalaramas Rishus HaRabim, that he will be Chayiv, because since he was Aymed Lafush, so the new Akira that he's making after he stops, that's a new Akira L'Shem Havara. And that Taka will be a Chayiv Chatos and Issa Deraisa Favoras Dalaramas Rishus HaRabim. That's how the Rashash wants to explain Rashi to answer Tosfos Kasha. Now, based on this, the Rashash wants to say a different shot in the Gemara. He brings Rabbi Kiregis Kasha on the previous blot, Daf Membeis, on the sugya there of Rabbi Yossi. The Mishnah had said on Mem Aleph Amud Beis that Rabbi Yossi says, Yom Tov Harishon Shel Chag Shechal Yos B'Shabbos V'Shochach V'Hoitzi Es Halulav L'Shus HaRabim Potter. Someone who takes out a lulav on Shabbos into Rosh Hashanah is potter. The pshat in this is, Rabbi Yossi Shita, is that Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah V'Shogag B'Dvar Karis is potter mikarbon. Someone who thinks he's doing a mitzvah, he's a Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah, and it ends up that he's Shogag B'Dvar Karis. He ends up that he's being over an Isser of Karis. So the din is potter mikarbon, he's potter from a carbon. So now the Gemara, on the bottom of Mem Aleph Amud Beis, on top of Mem Beis Amud Aleph, says, Amar Abaye Leishanu Ela Shaliyotzebuk. The only time that he's potter, because he's a Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah, is if he wasn't yet Yotze the Mitzvah of Lulav. Aval Yotzebuk, if he was already Yotze the Mitzvah of Lulav, so now it comes out he's not a Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah anymore, because he's not Chayiv in the Mitzvah, he's not doing a Mitzvah, so Chayiv. So then he's Takei Chayiv, he's Chayiv a carbon. So the Gemara asks, how could that be? Hamida Agbei Nafik Bei. As soon as he lifts up the lulav, he's already yaitza, because lulav only needs an atila ba'alma. So how could you tell me that if he already was yaitza the mitzvah of lulav, he's not a tov b'dvar mitzvah anymore, and he's taka chayiv? So then when's Rabbi Yossi's case? Rabbi Yossi says if he picked up the lulav and went on to Rosh Hashanah, he's potter because he's a tov b'dvar mitzvah. What do you mean? As soon as he picked it up, he was already yaitza. So the Gemara gives two terutzim. Abaye says kishahavchoy, he picked it up upside down, so he wasn't yaitza. Rabbi says he took it out in a kli, and therefore he wasn't yaitza. Frekter b'kiveiger, what's the Gemara's kasha? That as soon as he picks it up, he's yaitza the mitzvah of lulav, so he's not a Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah anymore. But the Akira itself was Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah. He picked it up, b'shas Akira. The Akira to take it out into Rosh Hashanah Rabim was when he was yaitza the mitzvah. So that Akira was Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah. He was Isaac, he was tarred in doing the mitzvah. So since the Akira was done as a Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah, so therefore he should be potter on this Haitzah, because the Haitzah needs the Akira. Without the Akira, there's no Issa Haitzah. And since the Akira Chelik of this Haitzah was done as a Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah, because that's when he was Yotze the Mitzvah, so therefore he should be potter. This is Rabbi Kiveger's question. Now based on this question, the Rashash wants to say that we can explain why the Gemara picked the chashash of Yavirena Abrahamas B'Shus HaRabim and not the chashash of Haitzah. Because according to Rabbi Yossi Shita, a person can never be Chayiv Mishim Haitzah with a lulav. Because if he's not Yotze yet when he runs to, if he wasn't Yotze yet when he runs to the Baki, so then he's certainly Potter because he's a Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah. But even if he was Yotze when he picked up the lulav, Midag Bein Ofik Bei, but Rabbi Kivegetain is that the Akira itself was done beheter, was done b'tov b'dvar mitzvah. So since he was a tov b'dvar mitzvah b'shas Akira, there's no Akira of Chiyuv, memel he's not going to be Chayiv Mishim Haitzah. So according to Rabbi Yossi Shita, he'll never be Chayiv Mishim Haitzah, according to Rabbi Kivege's Kasha. So that's why, says the Rashash, the Gemara over here, chaps on the Isra or b'shas Aram, because that he could be over. If he picks up the lulav and he's Yotze, and then he runs out into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, looking for a Baki, and then he's Aymed Lafush, and then he continues, so then he is Chayiv Mishim Havaras Dalar Amas Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. He'll never be Chayiv Mishim Haitzah, because the original Akira was done Betir de Mitzvah, and it's not the Derech to be Aymed Lafush in the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, but Mishim Havaras Dalar Amas, that he could be Chayiv. Now, what's not so poshut about Rabbi Kivega's, about the Rosh Hashanah's cheshbon, is that Rabbi Yossi Shita says he's potter, is potter michatas, he's potter from a carbon. But on Issa Hitzadei Raisa, l'chayri, he was over. So even according to Rabbi Yossi Shita, there still was a chashash de Raisa, and Chazal could still make a gzeira to that chashash that he's going to come to do an Issa Hitzadei Raisa, even though he will be potter from a carbon. Now, there's a famous question here on the Gemara on our sugya, which the Rishonim ask, Tosfos Masechet Megillah, the Rana Masechet Rosh Hashanah, that the Gemara here says that we were geyser, Chazal were geyser on lulav, shofar, and Megillah. B'chayra, what about Mila? The mitzvah of Mila on Shabbos, the mitzvah of Mila is Deicha Shabbos. And Chazal, we're not geyser. Ay, l'chayra, let's be choshish, that maybe the person who was doing the Mila will take the knife or the tinoik and he will go to the baki, that the baki should teach him how to perform the Mila. So just like Chazal asered these three mitzvahs, l'chayra Chazal should have asered the mitzvah of Mila. So Tosfos in Masechet Megillah says that Mila is a davar chamor, shekein nichrusu alei yud gimel brisos. The Ran in Masechet, the beginning of the fourth parak of Masechet Rosh Hashanah says, because by lulav and by shofar, everybody's tarred, it's everybody's mitzvah. Mashenkin by Mila, it's only that person himself, so people will remind him. Different mahalchim in the Rishonim. The Taz in Simen Tovkuf Peches says a very interesting teretz. And on this teretz of the Taz, there was a tremendous amount of back and forth in the Achrayim with different kashas and terutzim, some agreeing with the Taz, some disagreeing with the Taz. The Taz says like this. Taz says that the only time Chazal have a right to be geyser, to make a gzeira, is only if it's not a heter mefurish bakro. If the Torah is not matirit beferish, so then Chazal can go ahead and make a gzeira. But something which says explicitly in the Torah that it's mutter to do, or that it's a mitzvah to do, Chazal cannot go ahead, they have no power to go ahead and make a gzeira in such a case. So based on this yisoid, the Taz explains that that's why Chazal did not aser the mitzvah of Mila. Because the Torah says, "Vayoyim ha-shmini imal basara losay," and the drasha Chazal darshan, "Vayoyim ha-shmini afilu b'shabbos," "Vayoyim afilu b'shabbos." So since it's mefurish in the Torah that Mila is mutar on Shabbos, Chazal cannot go ahead and aser Mila on Shabbos. Masha inkein, by lulav or by shofar, any of these places, even though the Torah says to pick up a lulav, it's a mitzvah haseim in HaTorah, but the Torah doesn't say to do it on Shabbos. Or shofar as well, the Torah doesn't say to do it on Shabbos. The reason why it's mutter to do on Shabbos is because, midereisa, is because there's no iser. Lulav is just tiltol bi'alma, and shofar is chochmehi ve'ena malacha. So it's mutter min HaTorah to do it on Shabbos. So Chazal have a right to come and say, no, don't do that on Shabbos, because it's a chshash, a gzeiru shami avirin adal aramas b'rishas harab. So where the Torah did not give him a furish aheter, so there Chazal can come and make a gzeiru. Masha'en king, where the Torah gives him a furish aheter, it's heter mafurish bakra, then Chazal will not come and make a gzeiru against that heter. Now with this yisoid, the Taz explains that it really answers another question. The Mizrahi asks that l'cha'ira, just like Chazal were geyser to aser tkiyah shofar on Shabbos, they should have been geyser to aser tkiyah shofar on every Rosh Hashanah. Gzeira shem yisak and kleishir. Chazal asered playing any instrument on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Gzeira shem yisak and kleishir. A shofar is an instrument, and it should be included in that gzeira. So Chazal should have asered Tkiya Shefer, period, because of Gzeira Shem Yisak and Kleishir. This is the Mizrahi's question. Taz brings the Mizrahi, and he says, according to my Yisoy, the question is not a question. Because then Chazal would have had to say that there's never Tkiya Shefer, so that would have gone against Hetem Mefurish Bakra. So Chazal could not make such a Gzeira. The only Gzeira they can make is on Shabbos, where it's not Mefurish Bakra, so therefore they're able to aser the Tkiya Shefer on Shabbos. Now, the Taz uses this yisoid in two other places in Shulchan Aruch, one in Chosha Mishpat, and there's one in Yerideya, when he's dealing with the Isser of Schoira with Machalas Asuris. So the Taz brings that there has to be at least one situation which is mutter, because the pasuk says by inavela imachar lanachri. So the Torah is stating clearly that it's mutter to sell an avela to a guy. And there has to be at least one case where Chazal would not have asserted it in order not to go against the hetem before Rosh Bakra. This is the yisoid of the Taz. And on this yisoid, the achrayim were meirich. So this is not the venue to go through the whole sugya, but we'll speak out a tshuva from the Chavos Yoreh in Siman Kuf Mem Beis, where he has two questions on the Taz, and we'll see if we can possibly answer them. The first question he asks on the Taz is from a Gemara Masechta Baba Metzia, by lending a goy money beribis. The pasuk says lanochri sashich, which means either it's a mitzvah or it's mutter to lend to a goy beribis. Yet Chazal asked it shaloi shema yomadu mimaisav. Chazal asked it because if a person comes to sit with a goy and lend him money, so then there's a chashash that he's going to learn from the goy his maisim, and Chazal asked it. So, frek the Chavos Yoreh, you see here, beferish, not like the Taz. It's hetem beferish bekra. The pasuk says, lanochri sashich. And yet, Chazal asked it, al shem yomudu mimaisav. So I saw in the Sefer, there's a Sefer called Hataz Hayodua, the known Taz. An entire Sefer written on this Taz. It was written by Reb David Cohen. And he goes through all or most of the questions that are raised by the Achrenim on this Taz. And he brings this question of the Chavos Yoreh, and he says, a teretz like this. He says that the pasuk says, lanochri sashech, doesn't mean that a person should go ahead and look for a guy to lend money beribis. It means that if a person's lending money to a guy, he should lend him, or he could lend him beribis. So, says Rab David, what Chazal asked is not kineged the Torah. The Torah didn't say, go lend him money. The Torah said, if you're lending him money, do it beribis. So what did Chazal say? Chazal said, don't lend the money. Chazal said, al shamu yom adumi ma'isav, a person shouldn't lend the guy money. So that's not connected to the Torah. The Torah doesn't say lend the money. The Torah says, if you're lending him, lend him beribis. And Chazal said, don't lend him, shal yom adumi ma'isav. That's the Torah that he wants to say. Perhaps we could say another Torah to answer the Taz. But that the Taz says that Chazal have no koyach to be geyser, connected to hetem furish bekra, that's only if Chazal are going lehedya kineged what it says in the Torah. They're going opposite what it says in the Torah. The Torah says that Mila is Deicha Shabbos. Chazal come along and say, no, Shabbos is Deicha Mila. The Torah says that Kiyah Shofar is Mutar on Yom Tov. Chazal say, no, Yom Tov asks Kiyah Shofar. So Chazal would be going up against a Mefurish Pasuk, what the Torah says is Mutar, Chazal have no Koyach to ask. However, over here, what does the Torah say? The Torah says that a person should lend a guy money by ribis. Chazal didn't say, no, the Isser of ribis says that you're not allowed to lend a guy. If Chazal would have made a gzeira that you can't lend a guy by ribis because of some sort of gzeira to a Yisrael, so then ain't hanami. Then it would be hetem mefurish bekra, and Chazal couldn't answer that. But over here, Chazal are not saying the Isser of ribis is the problem. Chazal is saying something else, shamayom adumi maisav. So Chazal are not going against what the Torah says. The Torah says that you're als the Isser ribis sheboi lanochri sashich. And the Chazal are not going against that. Chazal are just saying shamayom adumi maisav for a different problem, that b'yiridus hadayris, people are going to come to learn from the goyim's actions. That's something completely different. It's not what the Torah is talking about, b'chlal. So it's not against a hetem mefurish b'kra, and therefore there would be no problem with making such a gzera. Another question that the Chavos Yoreh over there in the tshuva asks on the Taz is from a sugya Masechta Ksubis, the sugya of Maisa Shabbos. There's a three machlekes, Tanoim, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yechanan HaSandler. If a person is Mechal Shabbos, B'Shegig, or B'Mezid, depending on which shita, whether it's mutter to have hana from the output of the malacha that he did. So, l'mashal, if a person was mevashal b'Shabbos, is a mutter to be nana from that or not? So, l'maisa, the halacha is like the shitois that hold that there is no iser deiraisa. The Gemara brings machlokes amiroyim. The Gemara darshins kodesh he kodesh vein maseh kodesh. There's no iser deiraisa on maisa Shabbos. However, Chazal answered it. Chazal were geyser, kimavur, in the sugi over there, it's brought down halacha, simin shin yud ches, sif aleph. Maisa Shabbos is also midrabbanan. So the Chavos Yoreh asks, L'chaira, here you have a raya against the Taz, because here you have a mefurusha pasuk which says that it's mutter. He kaidish, vein maseh kaidish. So midiraisa is a mefurusha pasuk that maaseh Shabbos is mutter, and yet Chazal asked maaseh Shabbos. So it's a raya that even though it's het a mefurush bakra, Chazal can make a gzeir on it. So in the Sefer Ataz HaYadua, Rav David brings from Sefer Divrei Yosef, from the Mincha Chareva, Masechet Soita, that they say a yisoid like this. This that the Taz says, that hetem furish bakra, Chazal have no koyach ta'aser, that's only if it's hetem furish bakra. That means the Torah says the heter. So, by Mila, the Torah says, of ayayim ashmini yimol, so by ayayim is afilu b'shabas, the Torah is telling you the heter outright, of ayayim afilu b'shabas. However, if it's only from a diuk, that means the Torah tells you A, and you're medayik B, so the Torah never said B mefurish, so that's not hetem mefurish bakra. So over here, what did the Torah say? The Torah said, he kodesh. The Torah was talking about Shabbos. The Torah said it in a way that you should be able to figure out that ain maaseh kodesh. But the Torah never said beferish ain maaseh kodesh. That's something that you figured out. It's something that you are medayik. Chazal are medayik that. So that's not hetem mefurish bakra. That's divrei Chazal. When is it called hetem mefurish bakra? Is if even if it's a drasha of Chazal, but if the Torah is alpi the drasha, the Torah is saying beferish the heter. So uvayoyim afilu b'shabbos, even though uvayoyim afilu b'shabbos is a drasha Chazal, but there the Torah is saying that it's mutter afilu b'shabbos. The Torah is addressing the heter of Shabbos. Mashenkin by he kodesh vein maaseh kodesh. The Torah is not saying anything about ma'aseh Shabbos. The Torah is saying something that you could figure out the din of ma'aseh Shabbos. That is not called hetem mefurish bakra, and there Chazal do have a koyach ta'aser. Now, it comes out, according to this, an interesting cheshbon. The Gemara Vayta here says, Omar mar, b'yoyim v'afilu b'shabbos. The Torah says, the Torah was marbe, that netilas lulav is even on Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, I, it's only total ba'alma, so what do I need a pasuk for? So Rava says, le'nitzrucha elu l'machshirei lulav. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that lulav v'chol machshir was deichinas haShabbos, that means even if a person has to do a malacha deiraisa in order to get a lulav, he's allowed to do it, and that's the pasuk b'yayim v'afilu b'Shabbos. So the Achronim point out, Shar Melech, the Aruch Haner, Sfasemes, that l'cha'ira, according to this Taz, Rabbi Eliezer does not agree with the gzeira ta'aser lulav on Shabbos. Because according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's a mefurish pasuk in the Torah. B'yoyim afilu b'Shabbos. The Torah is marba, that netilas lulav, is even on Shabbos. So how could Chazal come and aser it? So it would come out that according to Rabbi Eliezer, there is netilas lulav on Shabbos, because it's a mefurish pasuk. It's hetem mefurish bakra. Not only that, but shofar as well. Because the Gemara Masechet Shabbos brings the pasuk Yom Trua Yi Elohim, and the Gemara says B'yayim Afilu B'Shabbos, and that's going according to Rabbi Eliezer Shita, the Machshirei Shofar are going to be Deicha Shabbos. A person's allowed to be Mechal Shabbos in order to procure a Shofar. So it comes out again that according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's Hetem Mefurish Bakra, that a person is allowed to blow, is Mechuyiv to blow on Shabbos, Afilu B'Shabbos. So it comes out that Rabbi Eliezer does not agree with the Gzera by Shofar either. Now this is problematic. The Shar Melech asks, this is his kash on the Taz, this is how he wants to shlug up the Taz, he argues on the Taz based on this, that the Mishnah in the beginning of the fourth parak in Masechta Rosh Hashanah brings Rabbi Eliezer as one of the Tanoim discussing the gzera of not blowing shayfar on Shabbos. The Mishnah says, Amar Rabbi Lozo lehiskin Rabbi Yechon min Zakai ela biyavne bulvad. His shita is that Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai was only matirit in Yavne, and the Chachamim argued on him, Amruloi, Echad Yavne, Echad Komalkam Sheish by Bezdin. But Al Kopanim, Rabbi Loza seems to be handling this gzeira of the Isit Kir Shefer on Shabbos. L'chayra, according to his Shita, it's Hetem Mefurish Bakra, and there could be no gzeira. It's interesting, parenthetically, our Gemara quotes this Shita in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, and the Mishnah, in the beginning of the fourth paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, has Rabbi El-Ozar. I'll call upon him, the Aruch Liner brings the Kasha of the Shara Melech, and he answers like this. The Gemara says on top of the Amid, Rishon de'isa min ha'Torah b'gvulun le'gozeru b'hurabonah. Yom Rishon, which is min ha'Torah everywhere, so there le'gozeru b'hurabonah. So the Gemara is, t'hachi ho'id nanami. Nowadays also there should be no gzeret rabbanon on the first day because it's min ha'Torah b'gvulin. And the Gemara answers, anan lo yadinan b'kivu de yarcha. We're not clear about the day. Because maybe maybe our first day of Yom Tov is really not the first day of Yom Tov. Maybe the second day is the first day of Yom Tov. So the Gemara asks, what about for the people of Eretz Yisrael that they do know the Yadi B'Kivu D'Yachas? So the Gemara first says here on Amar Aleph in Ochanami, that for them it is Doicha, and for them there's no Gzeira. And the Gemara on the bottom of Amud Beis is Chayzer from that. And the Gemara says, Kivin Dil Didan Loidachi, Lididhu Nami Loidachi. Since for us it's not Doicha, because we're not Bekiyim. In the day, we don't know for sure if it's Sukkot today, so therefore, it's not Deicha for them either. That's the Gemara's Maskana. So says Daruch Lener, so it comes out that the reason why there's a Gzeir Rabbanim B'Zman Hazeh is because we're not Bekiyim B'Kivu D'Yarcha, which means that the Rabbanim B'Emes were not Geizer when the first day of Yom Tov falls on Shabbos. But since we're not 100% sure that this is Yom Tov, so then the Rabbanim were Geizer. So says Daruch Lener, then that works even according to Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. Even though the Torah says, B'yayim afilu b'Shabbos, that's, the Torah was talking about if it's Vada Yom Tov. But if it's not Vada Yom Tov, if it's Anan loy b'kin b'kivyu de'archa, so we don't know for sure that it's Yom Tov, so the Rabbanon have a right to be Geizer. They're not going against the Torah. Because the Torah says on Yom Tov, if Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, the din is, there's Netilas Lulav. And the Rabbanon are saying, but maybe it's not Yom Tov. So therefore, it's not being say so what the Torah says. And that's why the Rabbanon were Geizer, as it's Mavur in the Sugya. So this is the Torah for Lulav, and this is the Torah for Shofar. It's for Enfer, the Shara Melech's Kasha. Now, the Marsha asks a stira between this sugya over here, the beginning of the blot, and a sugya at the end of the blot. Our Gemara had said that Lulav is only total Ba'almahu, Velitchi Shabbos. Picking up the Lulav should be Deicha Shabbos, and the Gemara answered it's a Gzeira. So the Marsha asks that the Gemara at the end of the blot, Mem Gimel Amid Beis, brings a Maisa, that the Baitusim tried once to sabotage the Arava, or the use of the Arava in the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos. So what they did was, is Notlum Vekovshim Tachas Avonim. They put it under rocks. And Rashi explains what was the point. V'yoydim heim b'chachomim shlo yitaltalu l'machar ha'avonim. They knew that the Chachomim would not remove the Avonim, because the Avonim are mukta. So the Gemara says, "L'machir yikiru ben amei aretz v'shamtum b'tachas ha'avonim ve'eviyam ha'kayanim v'zokvim b'tzidei ha'mizbeach." So the next day, the amei ha'aretz, and Rashi explains that they were not bekiyim in the iser of tiltol, so they didn't realize that they were being over any iser. So they took out the arava from underneath the avonim, and they were able to use the arava in the Beis Hamikdash. So the Masha asks, why is it that over here by us, the Gemara names on for a davar pashut, that tiltol of a lulav is Deicha Shabbos, even though there's an Issa Mukta, but obviously we don't allow the Issa Mukta to get in the way of a kiyum of the mitzvah deraisa of Netilas Lulav. So the Mashai asks, so why does the Gemara over there say that Arava, which is also a deraisa in the Beis Hamikdash, as the Gemara says on Mem Dalet, it's either a pasuk, Arve Nachal, or it's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, whatever it is, but it's a deraisa in the Beis Hamikdash. So how come over there this mitzvah deiraisa of Arava was not doiche the iser of tiltol muktzah of the Avonim? So the Masha answers that there's a difference between tiltol which is efshar la'asoysim erev Shabbos and tiltol which is efshar la'asoysim erev Shabbos. By the lulav in our case, so there it's not possible to do the tiltol on erev Shabbos. In order to be mekayim the mitzvah of lulav on Shabbos, it has to be done on Shabbos. So that taka would be doicha, the mitzvah of lulav would be doicha the iser of tiltol. Masha enkein over there by arava, so there it was kavshim tachas avonim on erev Shabbos. So technically, if someone would have figured out the problem right away, they would have been able to do the tiltol on erev Shabbos to remove the avonim. So since it's a tiltol, that's efshal, so it's a mer of Shabbos, so the mitzvah of Arava is not doicha, the is a tiltol. Now, the Aruch Lener is not happy with this teretz of the Marsha. He says that he doesn't understand why this is called efshal, so it's a mer of Shabbos. Lamai said they didn't know about it. Kolzman that they didn't know about it, so then it's not called efshal, so it's a mer of Shabbos, so it should be doicha Shabbos. So the Aruch Lener wants to say a different teretz. He says that there's a chilik between tiltol of the etz mitzvah and tiltol of something else in order to be able to do the mitzvah. By netilas lulav, the person is being neutral the lulav itself, which is the dvar mitzvah. So that type of netila is doicha the iser muktzah. Mashenkin by the arava, so there they would have to move the avonim before, it just in order to be able to get to the Aravos. So that's a Netila which is not the actual Maisa Mitzvah, and therefore that type of Netila would not be Deiche, the Isur of Muktza. This is how the Aruch Lener wants to answer the Masho's question. However, he takes it a step further. He asks, what was the problem over there? That there were Avonim sitting on top of the Aravos, so what? There's a Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos which says, Evan shall pi achovos, mata achovos v'hu noifal. When a person has something which is muktzah on top of something which is not muktzah, the halacha is that he's allowed to be menayrit. He's allowed to move or tilt the non-muktzah item so that the muktzah item falls off. So l'cha'ir over here too, they should have been able to be menayr the avonim off of the aravos. So why was there bechlal a question of an iser muktzah? Ah, you'll tell me, says the Aruch Lener, maybe the aravos become a bosses. And therefore, since they become a basis, l'davar ha'asa, they become muktzah. So says the Aruch Lener, no, it's not true. The halacha is, if Ruvain puts his muktzah item on top of Shimon's non-muktzah item, it does not become a basis. Eino the moise davar shena shaloi. So the baitusim certainly would not be able to asa the aravos that belong to the chachamim. So based on this question, the Aruch Lener wants to say a different shot in the Gemara. He wants to say that the Baitusim didn't just put Avonim on top of the Aravos. What they did was they actually put them underneath the Avonim, the Ritzpah of the Azara, the floor of the Azara, which was made up of Avonim. And he says that's why the Lashon of the Gemara is a Kovshum. Kovshum Tachas Avonim means they were hidden underneath the Avonim, meaning the floor of the Azara. So now it's not a question anymore of Tiltal Muktzah. Now it's a question of stira to remove those avonim to get out the aravos. And that's how the Baitusim knew that the Chacham would never do such a thing. Is the Masha's question is answered. The Masha asked, why is the mitzvah of aravah not deicher tiltal muktzah? Yes, itaka would be deicher isra of tiltal muktzah, but it's not deicher isra of stira. And that's why it was only the Ameha Aretz who didn't know about the isra stira, that they were the ones who brought it, but the Chacham would never have done it. But it's a total muktzah. Even the Chachamim would have been moided that there would have been a way around it. Agav, the Aruch Lener asks a question, why didn't they ask a goy to get the Aravos out? So, according to the Aruch Lener's pshat, that there would be an Issa Stira, an Issa Deiraisa, so then it's only one Shvus, which would be Aser, even though it's Mokka Mitzvah. But according to Rashi, that the whole question was just an Issa Muktzah, so it should be a Shvus to Shvus, but Mokka Mitzvah. And the halach is that a shvus to shvus b'mokam mitzvah is mutter. Asking a goy to do an isid rabbanon is a shvus to shvus, and that's mutter b'mokam mitzvah. So why didn't the chacham ask a goy to remove the avonim? So the Aruch Lener answers the Pasha de Teretz. He says because this maisa happened in the Azara, and since it happened in the Azara, a goy is not permitted to come into the Azara. So there was no option of using a goy, even according to Rashi's pshat, there would be no option of using a goy. Now, the Gemara on the bottom of Amud Aleph over to the top of Amud Beis deals with the question, how do we know that Sukkah is Yomim V'Laila? The mitzvah of Sukkah is by day and by night. So the Gemara's maskana is Talmud Leimer Teshvu, Teshvu L'Gzeira Shava, Nemekan Teshvu, it says Basukkah's Teshvu, V'Nema B'Miluim, Teshvu, Yomim V'Laila. Ma'ala Halon Yomim V'Afilu Leilus, Afkan Yomim V'Afilu Leilus. So the maskana sasugi is that we learn out Sukkah from Miluim. Now, Tosfos is bothered that L'chaira, there's an afkamina between Miluim and Sukkah. Tosfos says, on top of Amud Beis, Loi L'gamri Yalaf Mi Miluim. We're not learning out Sukkah from Miluim. It's not a complete limud. Tosfos says, the Hasam Yefshel Lishin Ba'azara. Over there, they could not sleep in the Azara, because we have a klal of Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara L'malchi Beis David Bulvat. No one's permitted to sit in the Azara, and certainly not to sleep. But by Sukkah, the halacha is that a person has to sleep in the Sukkah. So it comes out that there's a difference between Miluim and Sukkah. By Miluim, the Teshvu Yomim V'Laila does not include Shina. Obviously, they slept someplace else, because they were not permitted to sleep in the Azara. By Sukkah, however, the Teshvu does include Shina, because the halacha is a person is mechuyev to sleep in the Sukkah. Oh, so the Pnei Yeshua asks on Tosfos, he says, L'chaira, according to Tosfos, how do you learn Pashup Shad in the Pasuk? It says, Teishvu Yomim V'Laila. They have to sit day and night. Frekta Pnei Yeshua, according to Tosfos, that Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara, El Malche Beis David Bulvad, So how does Taisus understand the Pashta Dekra of Teshvo? Now, the Pnei Yeshua doesn't say exactly what he's trying to prove from this question. L'chayri, there's two ways to understand the Pnei Yeshua's question. Either you could understand that he's learning that there was obviously a Hirah Shah, that it was mutter for Aaron Ubanov to sit, because the Pasuk says Teshvo. So even though it's true that it's also for anyone to sit in the Azara, but over here there was a Hirah Shah that it's mutter for them to sit. Is Memela, Taisus Kash is not Shver. In other words, the Pnei Yeshua is proving from the Pashtet Dekra that Al Karchach, the klal of Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara, did not apply over there, and therefore they could have slept there as well. That's one way to learn the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha, and there are those who say that. Another way to learn is the way it's Mashma in the Tosfos Yeshanim in Masechta Yumei Davov, that the Tzivui to Aaron Ubanov to be Teshvu Yom V'Layla Pesach Ol Moed was not that they should be in the Azara, but rather that they should be a Machna Leviya. And the Tosfos Yeshanim proves it from the word Teshvu. He says, since it says Teshvu, Al Karchach, you have to say that the Tzivu was in Machna Leviya. L'cha'ira, what he means is the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. Because if Teshvu means to sit, we know that there's a Klal, Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara. So therefore, we have to say that they were, that the Tzivu was that they should be a Machna Leviya, and therefore they were allowed to sit. So, who adin? They'd be allowed to sleep there. So those are two ways to understand what the Pnei Yeshua is trying to prove from the Pashtei Dekra. There's a third possibility. The Pnei Yeshua himself discusses this idea in the end of the piece, that what happened over there by the Miluim was that at some point during every day, the Mishkan was taken apart and rebuilt. So perhaps the Teshvu means that obviously when the Mishkan was built, they would not be permitted to sit, because Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara. But when the Mishkan was taken down, so then they'd be permitted to sit. So the Teshvu would go on those times when the Mishkan was taken down, and then there would be a Kiyum of Teshvu. So again, the Pnei Yeshua would be asking that since there's obviously a time that they're permitted to sit, because the Mishkan is down, so then when the Mishkan's down, they could sleep there as well. So that would be another mahalach to answer Taisa's question. Now, the Aruch Luner argues on the Pnei Yeshua. He says that the Kasha is not Shver. He brings a Rosh here in this parak in Simon Gimel. The Rosh brings a Shitas HaRamba, that a person is supposed to be Mekadosh Me'umid in the Sukkah. He has to make Kiddush while he's standing, because he wants to say the Bracha Leishev Basukkah Oyver Lasiyosin. Which means that the bracha, the Rambam is learning the word leishev basukkah to sit in the sukkah. So therefore, a person has to be mekadosh me'umid in order that the bracha should be over lasiyosam. So on that, the Rosh says, he argues, he says, basukkah teishvu pirush tisakvu. Basukkah teishvu doesn't mean to sit in the sukkah, it means to stay in the sukkah. Kamoi, and he brings two rayas from sukkim. Vayeshev ha'om bekadesh, they stayed in kadesh. V'chein u'pesach oil moye teshvu, which is the pasuk by the Miluim. The word teshvu, says the Rosh, does not mean they should sit, it means that they should stay. Pesach oil moye. And the Rosh fears ois, v'leishev basukah, hainu nami l'hisakiv basukah. When we make the bracha, leishev basukah, it doesn't mean to sit in the sukkah, it means to be misakiv in the sukkah, to stay in the sukkah. So says the Aruch Luner, well, if he's there, that's the Pshat in Tosfos. Tosfos is learning like the Rosh that Teshvu does not mean literally to sit, it just means to be Mis'akev. And therefore, there's no question from the Pashtei Dekra, because the Pashtei Dekra is that they should stay in the Eil Moed. How they should stay? Avad that they have to stand, because of Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara. This is what the Aruch Luner answers the Pnei Yeshua's Taina. It's interesting that the Aruch Luner brings a different Pnei Yeshua in Masechta Yuma, where the Pnei Yeshua says that l'cha'oira, this that the Pasuk says, Teshvu, Yemen v'layla is lav dafka. This that the Pasuk says, that Aaron Ubanov have to stay, or sit, Pesach ha'el moyed, for 7 days and seven nights, cannot be dafka, because they certainly had to leave at certain times to relieve themselves. So obviously, when the Torah said that they should stay there, it doesn't mean they should stay there all the time. It means that that should be their ikr, the ikr mahus should be Pesach Oil Moed. If they have to leave for some derech araydik, for something that they have to go for, of course they're permitted to leave, but they have to come right back. The point is that their ikr yeshiva should be Pesach Oil Moed. So the Aruch Luner says, doesn't understand the question, b'chlal. We know that the man was nivla be'evarim. When they ate man, they did not have to relieve themselves. In fact, the Gemara in Yuma asks, how could it be? Why does the Torah say v'yosei ti'ilecho al azinecho? L'chayro, all they ate was man. Lechem abir mochalish, it was nivla be'evarim. So why does the Torah say yosei ti'ilecho al azinecho? So the Gemara answers that the Tagri Umas HaOlam used to sell them things. They used to meet up with merchants from Umas HaOlam and they would buy food items. And for those food items, they would need the Yosei Ti'ilecho Al Azeinecho. So says Darach Lener, L'maisa, they ate other things as well. They ate Basar Kodesh, they ate Slav, they ate Lechem Kodesh. So we see, says Darach Lener, that the man was Mefiga. Vibalt, since they ate man as well, so the man made it that all their food was nivla be'evarim. The only thing that they needed, yosei ti'ilecho al azeinecho, was something that the goyim sold them. But anything that belonged to them, the man was mafigon. The man made it that they didn't have to, they didn't need yosei ti'ilecho al azeinecho. So says the Aruch Lener, the same thing for Aaron Uvonov, certainly. What did they eat in the Shivas Yimei Miluim? They ate Basa Kodesh, they ate Lechem, and they ate Man. So it was Man Mafigom, they didn't need Yosei Ti'ilecho Al Azeinecho, so it's not correct. The Pnei Yeshua's Taina is not a Taina.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.